Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary Greetings and Hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point, Gold Club Network, radio show and podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and I am going to be your host today on this Friday. Factional Friday is our topic, and we come to some facts that you probably may have heard or may not have heard. And the first fact that I want to give you is that we heard on the news that Disney is about to lay off 35,000 more people next year in March. And they've already laid off over 25,000 people. And that 40% of all small businesses in the USA have closed permanently due to the COVID-19 pandemic that has ravaged the planet, where people have been reported as being sick, millions of people being sick, and millions of people who have lost their life. So, yesterday was what some people could call Thanksgiving Day. Well, and some people also call it a day of national mourning, because something they didn't teach us in school was that on the first Thanksgiving, over 700 indigenous people in this Western Hemisphere were slaughtered by the original people who came here to colonize this land mass. And so a lot of people, you know, sent me Thanksgiving, Happy Thanksgiving, greetings, stuff like that. Only a few. I guess it's getting less and less each year as more people are waking up or more people get my response. And my response is basically just to try to educate them on why this is not a day of celebration for us, because if we are celebrating Thanksgiving, we're basically celebrating the conqueror's victory over us as a people, because that's really what Thanksgiving is all about. You know, some of us were here before the Europeans came, and some of us were enslaved after the European came here to the United States. Now, this program, Gold Cup Network radio show and podcast, that's really not about race or anything like that. But those are some of the things that we must realize, is that racism exists here in this country. It always has, probably always will. So what I try to tell people is what we need to be doing as a people is we need to be preparing ourselves for total liberation and freedom from a system that's totally against our way of life. We need to start preparing, and then what we need is we need reparations, internal reparations and external reparations. Internal reparations is what we as African people owe each other. You know, we have learned how to not to love ourselves, and so we have learned not to love each other as a people. We just had this election process where I just saw a bunch of basically enslaved people fighting over who's going to be their next master. You know, because this system was not designed for us to prosper and to live a life of abundance. It was only designed for a few wealthy white men, basically, to live a life of abundance. And not even the white woman, it wasn't even designed for her. Because up until recently, she couldn't even vote herself. Not saying that voting really matters, because under a capitalist system, the vote is basically you're voting for what corporate America has put on a ballot for you to choose between. Most of us don't even know that there are more than one political party. You know, most of us just either vote Democrat or Republican, and neither party really cares anything about the general population because of all these wars at home and abroad that continues to go on and on and on. And that is the, you know, the policy, domestic and foreign policy of both of the major parties, Republican and Democrat. This country has always been in war. From day one, it's been in war, either at home or abroad. When they first arrived on this hemisphere, they started capturing and transporting the indigenous people back to Europe to work as indigenous workers or slaves. And they started to rob this country of all the resources that it had so that Europe could become a powerful global nation, you know, and we have a solution, though. You see, this is not a program just about to talk about, you know, everything that's going wrong. We have a solution. Something massive is about to take place with this company that I am excited to be a part of, something that's never been done before. You know, we're about to unleash the world's first blockchain network company ever created, where you're actually be getting paid in real time from the comfort of your home, basically to help other people learn what the masses of the people don't know. Number one thing that we all must learn is to pay ourselves first. You know, a portion of everything that you earn should be yours to keep forever, beyond your lifetime, so that we can start closing this wealth gap and starting to create generational wealth for our families so that our children and our children's children won't have to struggle and suffer from paycheck to paycheck, down Peter to pay Paul, not knowing that they're going to have a roof over their head or food to eat, like so many of us, you know, suffer from today. And it was before the pandemic, you know, but now that this pandemic has ravaged the planet, we have food lines that have been reaching for miles and miles and miles. Businesses have shut down. People have lost their jobs. They have mass evictions taking place right now because people don't even have the money to pay their rent. People are leaving the inner cities, moving to a place where the cost of living is a lot cheaper in order to survive as this capitalist system collapses around us. It's collapsing. Most people aren't even aware of that. You know, Wall Street this week, matter of fact, right before the holiday, it hit 30,000 points, the first time in history, while over 70 million people have applied for unemployment since March of this year, 2020. We broadcast this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, in order to share information that we hope will help empower you and motivate you so that you can take another look at what's really going on in your life and on this planet so that you can make a positive change and actually live a life of abundance that only the 1% live today. Not saying that we want to be part of that 1%, that evil empire, but we can do so much more if we have so much more and we can help so many more people. You know, I've heard it said, the more people that you help get what they need and want, the more you'll be able to get what you need and want in life. You know, we have to start becoming more selfless and start thinking about not just ourselves, but thinking about our family, our friends, and the society that we live in. Because we all need this planet in order to survive. So we all must learn how to give it its due respect, honor the planet that we live on, because it is what sustains our lives. Today is a beautiful, sunshiny day. I plan on going out here getting my walk in so that I can continue to, you know, try to stay as healthy as possible so that if Rona does decide to knock on my door, my body will be able to withstand whatever it is that it tries to do to it. You know, it's important that we start taking care of our temple, you know, where the Spirit of the Most High dwells within, so that we can become the best version of ourselves in all areas of life. So what we do here is we just share the power of what we call group economics. And we share the power of saving in gold instead of saving in paper. Because the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency, but it's a fiat currency. And if you know anything about economic history, all fiat currencies have returned to zero in value. Every last one of them. Eventually, the U.S. dollar will be worthless. It's just a historical, mathematical fact. Because what they're doing right now during this pandemic, they're creating cash out of thin air. But unfortunately, the mass of the people are not benefiting from this this creation of cash out of thin air by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department. A few months ago, they issued a $1,200 stimulus check to some people here in the United States. And since then, they haven't helped any other families. No other stimulus check has arrived. And so that's why we have so many people who are in the food lines who are being evicted. And there's going to be a ripple effect because if the people can't pay their rent, and the people can't pay their mortgage. So what's going to happen? The banks will be foreclosing on a property and reselling it to other people at interest rates where people will be paying about three times the amount that the house originally cost because of interest. There's so much corruption going on in the system that people are not aware of. Do you know that Henry Ford said back in the 1930s that if people actually knew how the banking system worked in the United States, there would be a riot in the street the next day? Because the banking system is one of the most corrupt systems that we have. We offer you an opportunity to become your own bank through our company called Gold Standard Partners. And we're going to have a global meeting tomorrow, Saturday, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you happen to listen to this or watch this video and want to know more about the solution to poverty and most crime, then you need to get back with me or get back with the person that shared this with you so they can get you the information so you can log on and find out more about what's about to come, something that never, ever happened before. If you want to get paid in cryptocurrency in real time, Bitcoin, if you want to change your financial future to live a life of abundance and help others along the way, if you're tired of being tired and want more out of life, then get back with me or get back with the person. You will be in business for yourself, by yourself, in a global business dealing with gold, silver, diamonds, cryptocurrency, and freedom. That's the bottom line, and that's what we offer, freedom. Because as this economy collapses, more and more people are going to be dependent upon a government that don't care anything about you. As it continues to collapse, Congress is on vacation, no stimulus check, and things aren't looking too good. But we do have a solution. My name is Kwame Benton. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I will hope you have a peaceful weekend, prosperous weekend, and we'll see you on the call tomorrow, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Peace, power, and love.